Welcome to the teaching ministries of Pastor Joseph Victor. For more information, visit www.wordliberationministriesli.org.
Just lift up your voice and begin to pray. Just begin to pray. Just begin to pray. Just begin to communicate with Him. Masotala bratis adadosha. Ekadele bratigas adalabadun talabadea. Ebatale bratigas ubradosha dalawahi. Etai bradosha talabadea. Just a hearer, but you are also a doer of the word. You are also a doer of the word in the name of Jesus. That you are also a doer of the word. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. You may be seated. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Next month, we're going to have a repeat of a special meeting like this, like the one we're having today. But this time, we're going to be talking about relationship. All right? So it's going to be a relationship seminar on Sunday, the 4th of August. So I would employ everyone to be in that meeting. The 25th of July, this month, we will be having our evening of worship. Can somebody pass me some of those handouts on that speaker? We're going to be having our evening of worship on the 25th of this month. Thank you. 20 of this month. If you don't mind, just open the rest of them. We want to quickly do something real quick, and then we'll carry on with our teaching today. So I want you to personalize this invitation. I want you to take it personal. I want you to think about how many people you can bring to worship God with you on the 25th of July at 7 p.m. on Thursday. And I want you to take as many as are those people that you have thought about, because we don't want you to just invite them with your mouth. We want you to hand them something tangible, like an invitation. So if you don't mind, if you can go around, they'll tell you how many they want. Please remember that these invitations were printed with money, and God doesn't like waste. So if you take an invitation, you should take an invitation that you're going to invite somebody with. You know, every time you take an invitation and it's left in your car, in your house, God is not exactly happy about it. So please, let's be guided. All right, so we're waiting for you, Rebecca. Just let's know how many people they are going to invite. And then you give them the copies of how many people they are inviting. And also, it does not replace our general soul winning when we go out to invite people. So just take as many people that you would invite and call them and follow up with them and make sure that they come. You understand? It's not just people you're going to... This one that we are doing personally is not the one you just give people and leave them. People you're going to give it to, take their information, make sure they come. They're going to follow them up yourself, not as a church. All right? And of course, if any of them need a ride, you know, you can always register them. They can always call. There's a number on the flyer so that we can prepare. Let them not call us at 6 p.m. on that day. Call us like a day before at most, or way before, so that we can arrange it and know how we're going to get everybody that needs a ride. Thank you, everyone. God bless you. I would remind you again, make sure you do it, and God will bless you as you go along in that endeavor. All right. So if you have a testimony, just make sure you scan that QR code or go on that website to give your testimony. And if you're here in person, I don't expect you to go there. Please stop one of us. Stop me and let me know. Let's rejoice with you. And if it's something that we want to let every public know, then we'll share it. We'll give you the opportunity to actually share it. If you haven't joined the community, please join. And the community, and if you have joined the community and you are not active in the community, you're not going there, you're not following the message, you're not sharing the videos, please repent and start being active with the content that is being shared in the community. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. All right. And our food drive, when is the food drive? We still have like 2 weeks, right? Yes, I think we still have like 2 weeks on the food drive. You know, I want you guys to be a giver, don't be the receiver. So go to the store or make your contact and send in canned foods that we're going to give to the community. You know, we are able, we are capable. Okay, we pray every morning from 7:15 to 7:30 every single morning. Join us tomorrow morning. If you have not been joining, please go ahead and join us. Men ought to pray and not to faint. The information on how to join is on the screen. So let's take that and join. Our day of spiritual exercise is the 3rd. Is it the 3rd that it says there? Yes, 2nd of August. So that's the day we're going to fast and pray together as a church. And you know the drill. We pray from 12 to 12:30 on Zoom. And we meet in church at 5 p.m. and pray to 6. And we're going to be having our very first youth night. Yes, our very first youth night every 3rd Friday. Hallelujah. This night is where we include everybody. If you're a youth, you're a teen, come through. That's where we're going to play. We could play games, watch movies, ask our questions, self Bible questions, interact, and a whole lot more. Whatever the people that are bringing the ideas bring. But we just want to come together and have fun. And I think there will be, of course, we're just having fun. So there will be drinks. We might even have, like, sometimes we might have some stand-up comedians just come and do, like, some gospel comedy. That would be a good night for, like, spoken words, you know. I'm just having ideas now. But anyway, so it's going to be the 3rd Friday at 7 p.m. When is the 3rd Friday? So the 3rd Friday is actually this Friday. So please, this Friday at 7 p.m., we want to have some wonderful Holy Ghost fun. So please start inviting. We would send this invite into the community so you can take it from there and just invite your friends and loved one. The grill and fellowship yesterday was a success. Thank God. The first grill and fellowship was amazing, and it's going to get better. This we do every second Saturday. We start at 12. This time we started a little late, but next time we would actually set out earlier so that we can start on time and be more on time. But it was wonderful. It was great. And everyone that came had so much fun. Hallelujah. All right. So we're going to get into what we have today. And we're going to make it as quick, short, and simple because of our time. Vision 2024 part 2. We did the first one in January, where we encouraged ourselves to succeed this year. How many people are hitting their goals so far? You're hitting your goals? You're hitting it? Okay. It's amazing that God has just been very faithful, even to us as a ministry, to all of us as a ministry. He has been very grateful, and we can see the evidence of it. All right. Today, we just want to encourage ourselves to keep pushing. I know this is July 14th, and some of the goals you have might look like, will this still be possible? It's in your eyes that there is time. It's not in God's eyes. In God's realm, there's no time. You are the one that's stressing yourself with time. Just relax, and you can still achieve what you need to achieve. Praise the Lord. Quickly, something came to head. So There are some things that you might say, it's this year I will achieve it. But in the purpose of time, in the time of purpose, anyone that makes sense, it might not supposed to be this year. It might be for next year or for in 2 years. Anything you achieve this year or you achieved in within 5 years, you still achieved it on time. So what I want to advise you or admonish you on today is calm down. Achieve everything you have. You can achieve everything you have. But if something is looking like it's going to be next year, relax. Don't kill yourself. Next year and this year, what's the difference? You understand what I'm saying? So don't hurry yourself. Don't stress yourself. Don't kill yourself. You can do everything this year. Don't get me wrong. But if something is looking like it's going to look better next year, don't say because I've written it down for this year, it must be this year. Don't kill yourself. Let me give you a classic example. Somebody wants to buy a house this year. He has written it down. As a matter of fact, from last year, December, she knew it was going to be this year. So now, in July, half of the year, it's looking like, could this thing still be possible? But you know if you gave yourself a little bit more time, it can happen next year. So why would you kill yourself? And honestly, if you try to get it this year, you will still get it though. Don't get me wrong. There's still a way for you to get it. But you know deep down that it will be very stressful. Even for the long run, it will be stress. Then why stress yourself? Then just relax. Next year, this year is the same thing. It is us that's counting January to December. It can also be July to June. Are you catching my drift? So I just want you to calm down, relax on that aspect. Time. Many things that we can achieve in this life, give it time. I've told you this many times. I've said that anything you try to hurry and rush to get, you will spend a long time before you get it, if you get it, if you eventually get it. Sometimes you live the rest of your life and you don't get that thing because you are too eager to get it. But the ones you just calm down and leave. You're going to make the moves you're supposed to make, do what you're supposed to do, but you're not eager, you're not like pressed to like, I must. Those ones, before you close your eyes and open it, you realize, oh wow, I've done it. I don't know if some people must have gotten this or had this experience before. Anything that you are like eager to, like you are urging to get, you don't get it. Or you don't even get it easy. But if you take your time, relax. How many people have written down things that they want to do? List of things they want to do. Before you start doing it, when you are stressing yourself, you will realize that this thing, you'll be procrastinating because in your head is a big thing. But guess what? If you now start, you know, one day, you decide to just start taking it one at a time, not caring when you're done. You'll be surprised. Sometimes in a day, you're done with everything. And you'll be like, oh, that's what I've been saying myself for all this while. This happens to me a lot. So that's why I know about it. You know, I could have like 20 to-dos. And I'll be looking like, oh my God. Every time there's another to-do. I remember something I'm supposed to do, I put it down. Because if I don't, I'm going to miss it soon. I'll forget it again. And when I go back to my to-dos, it's a long list. And the worry, because it's too much. When am I going to finish it? And they all have timelines. You know what I mean? And then, but I might just decide, you know what, I'll just take it one at a time, you know, whatever, I'll just take it one at a time. And by the time I start taking it one at a time, sometimes in a few hours, I'm done with everything. The thing that was stressing me out, I'm done with it. And I'm like, and at that point, I'll now feel relaxed. Praise the Lord. So relax, calm down. Let's get into what we have today. So the first thing first is that you are created to dominate. You were created to dominate. Don't let anything dominate you. You were created to dominate. God did not create the world and say, and this will dominate you. No, you were created to dominate. The entire creation that God created, man was created to dominate Humans were committed to dominate the world. So I want you to have that mindset. For Psalms chapter 8, from 4 to 9. Psalms chapter 8, from verses 4 to 9. Hallelujah. Now, this one says, "What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor." You are crowned with glory and honor. "For you have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands." Have you seen that? So you were, when God created you, he crowned you with glory and honor. You did not do anything for him. He didn't say, and then when you now obeyed him, he now crowned you. No. When God created you, you were created, the purpose for your creation was to dominate and take care of the earth. So he gave you the auction. The auction was glory and honor. So every human being has this auction to dominate the world, to conquer the world. Now, the word I'm using here is not the word of darkness. I'm talking about earth. And that's why you see that it's not only Christians that can make money, or it's not only Christians that can live a good life on earth. I know the afterlife of a Christian, of a non-believer, let me put it that way, is not palatable. But on earth, everybody can make progress on earth. Everybody, anybody. So don't let somebody making progress fool you. Are you understand what I'm saying? Because we just said that a living dog is better than a dead lion. So the best part of life is the afterlife. But on earth, because when God originally created man, he gave everyone equal opportunity. So don't let somebody's doing well fool you that the person is a child of God. Okay. No. And don't let somebody's doing well enter your eyes. Don't be, don't try to covet somebody's doing well, because you don't know where the doing well is stemming from. Whether the person did bad or good, no, that is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the seed, who the person is, whose the person is. Praise the Lord. So the evidence that somebody is a child of God is not when the person have money and houses. There are Christians that are poor and beggarly, but they are Christians. They will go to heaven. They are just poor and beggarly on earth. God is not happy about that, but oh well, they just don't know what to do, or they are ignorant to the fact, or they don't want to take the teachings that we teach. All right? And also, there are Christians that are doing way, way, way fine, very wonderful, and they're going to go to heaven. The same thing, there are unbelievers that are doing very good, but they're going to hell. And there are unbelievers that are really poor and beggarly too. So you see, I'm trying to say all this so that you understand that your physical, your earthly possessions doesn't determine if you're a child of God or not. That's not, earthly possessions don't determine if you're a child of God or not. But although God, or however, God wants you to showcase his goodness on earth, he created you to dominate. So you can still dominate as a child of God. And then remember, when you dominate as a child of God, you can win one other person to Christ. But if you are the one begging people, there is a very low possibility that you win somebody else to Christ. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you're beggarly, you're the one that helps, you're the one that visiting in the hospital, you're the one that's sick. Every time you're in the hospital, every time you're the one borrowing money from them, and you're telling them God is good, come to God, would they answer you? Let's be honest. They will not answer you now. But if you're doing well, then you can win one or two at least to Christ. So that's why it's very important as believers that we should do well. We should do well. I want you to tell yourself, say, I am doing well. I am prospering in the name of Jesus. Okay, so you have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. Are all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea that pass through the path of the seas? O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. So you see, God regards you very highly. Many reasons why many humans don't really do well in life. And there's another definition for doing well. Doing well is not having money also. It's part of it because money has hurt all things. But doing well is not, or let me say, doing well is not just having money. Having money is part of it. But doing well is fulfilling purpose. Okay, that money that you have, is it fulfilling purpose? Doing well is fulfilling purpose. And there's no purpose greater than the ultimate purpose. How many people know the ultimate purpose? You know the ultimate purpose? The ultimate purpose is bringing men to God. That's the ultimate purpose. That's the ultimate. So if that your little purpose is not serving the ultimate purpose, then you have missed it. Then you don't know what your purpose is. Are you still here? There are some of you that your purpose might be taking care of others. If that you're taking care of others is not serving the ultimate purpose. So as you're taking care of the others, if you're not bringing them to Christ, to the realization of the gospel, then your little purpose is not availing anything. So make sure that whatever you're doing, you are doing as unto the Lord, and you are making sure that those people that you are in contact and you're fulfilling your purpose with, your personal purpose, is bringing that ultimate purpose of God to light. Hallelujah. So God has made you to dominate, and you are a champion in your world. God, you know, the angels are even wondering, like, they are still trying to decipher who man is. Why did God take man this? Why is God like raising man this much? How come God really is interested in man this much? They are still wondering. Even the angels are wondering. So I don't want you to take it lightly. And for those of you who might or still are feeling like the world is over, oh my God, what am I going to do? Brothers and sisters, don't feel that way. Don't look down on yourself. You are more than a conqueror. You can make it happen. You have made it happen. Let's look at the next one. Another thing that you might be thinking now is that, sometimes as a joke, we'll say your village people. Sometimes you might feel like your village people have caught up with you. Oh, I started well in January, in February, everything was looking aligned, but now I don't know anymore. Oh my God, my village people have found me. They have found my address. They've located me. You might say that, you might think that. Most people will think, oh, it's my sin. My sin is the one that's not making God help me. But none of this is true. None of this is true. No previous sin or family problem can stop your progress. None of them can stop your progress. The only person that can stop your progress is you. Your mistakes can't stop your progress. When somebody is running, he's progressing towards a goal. Am I right or right? You're running. You're progressing towards a goal. When you fall, what will make you fail? Not getting up and keep running. So you falling, you making a mistake, can't stop your progress. You are the one that stopped your progress. If your progress stopped, then you stopped it. Nothing can stop your progress. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Where did we just read now? Psalm 8, verse 9, right? Mm-hmm. So let's go to Ephesians chapter 2. And we're going to read from 4 to 10. Ephesians chapter 2. From 4 to 10. Okay, great. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us. God, who's what? Who's rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, I think we read this the last time. He made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And I explained all this the last time, so I'm not going to go too deep into it because of the time too. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is what? The gift of God. You have been saved, it was a gift. And it says, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Your salvation is a gift. I don't want anyone to deceive you and feel like you have to go and do one work. There's no work that got you saved. Your work cannot get you saved. Your salvation was a gift. You cannot achieve this salvation by being super nice. Your super niceness is a filthy rag before God. Verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. I don't want to go explain what I already explained like a few days ago. But what I want you to bring out from here is that no previous mistakes or family problem can stop your progress. Are you still here? So I'm going to explain it from this statement. Because if I try to enter it, I'll be repeating what I've said a few days ago. But I don't want you to be hearing it twice for now. I'll repeat it next time. So no family problem, no previous sins or mistake can stop your progress. Do you know why? Because you were saved, not because you did right. You were saved by grace. And this is a gift. It's a free gift God gave to you. You did not merit it. None of us, including me, and including the most powerful, closest spiritual human being that you know, none of us did anything to get anything from God. It was a gift. And so if it's a gift and we did not merit it, how can we stop it? Is somebody still here? If I give you a gift, you did not do anything about it, what can you do to not merit the gift? Can somebody do something not to merit a gift? It's a gift. A gift is something you give to somebody that, like, the person did not work for it. It's a gift. So if it's a gift, how can you now not merit it? Are you still here? So a lot of times, what keeps Christians down is that they feel like they can stop God from having mercy on them. They can, if I do this now, God will not have mercy on me again. How? Oh, if because of my mistake, God cannot forgive me again. How? Did you do anything right for God to forgive you and have mercy on you in the first place? So if I do this now, God will not prosper me again. How? How? Oh, God will not love me again. That is not true. For it is by grace. Let's read that scripture again. and will stop anywhere that. But God, who's rich in mercy, he's so rich in mercy that if you take any mercy and go and misuse it and then come back, there's still mercy. Are you still here? There is still mercy. I gave you the story about the prodigal son, right? Was it last Sunday or Thursday? Story about Sunday, the prodigal son. And how that his father gave him half of his wealth. No, there were two boys, right? So half was supposed to be for him, half for the other one. This guy came. He thought he's smart. You know, there are many children like that. They think they are grown. They want to leave the house. You leave the house and you come back in a few months' time. So this guy said, "Daddy, give me my stuff. I'm a matured person now. I have to leave. I have to leave. Just give me my own stuff." And the funniest part is that that entitled spirit. So your father worked for something. You are thinking, yes, of course, when he passes on, he's going to give it to the kids, right? But you're now feeling like, man, okay, since if you die, it's going to be my stuff. Just give me half of my own. Maybe we are two, Abby. Just give me half. You have 1 billion, give me 500 million. And then the father said, well, to tell you how much God loves you, God will give you. That thing, you know, people say, it's because I'm not doing right. That's why this guy, this prodigal son, he wasn't doing right. That thing he did, was it the right thing to do? But yet, God said, okay, take. He made the wrong move, but yet God, see, according to the parable, the father who's representing God in the parable, still gave him his lot to go. That's to tell you that's why even unbelievers succeed on earth, though. They still succeed because there is a lot for them. God is their creator. You get what I'm saying? So God is their creator. So every law, every principle that God has set for everybody to make it, everybody has to make it. Now, to make heaven is a different law again. So that one's a different thing. Anyway, so having given this guy half of what he had, the guy went, vandalized it. When he came back, his father still accepted him. After vandalizing half of his father's wealth, have you taken half of God's wealth? Have you? Did you take half of God's wealth and go and vandalize it? So, don't ever think that God is going to reject you. Don't think that way. Or God is not going to bless me. He's not going to bless me because. Don't worry about those things. God still loves you. Anyway, let's go on. Let's go on. Let's not read that whole thing. I want us to read it, and I think I've passed that message. Ephesians 1 verse, Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 21. You are seated far above. I talked about this the last time, but I did not show you where it was. So I just want to pick that verse. So we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, all right? We are seated with Christ in heavenly places. And then we are seated far above all principality and power and might and dominion. And every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. I want to mention dominion here. We are far above all principalities and power and might and dominion. So apart from the dominion of Christ, there are other dominions. Are you here? Please pay attention to this one so that they won't bring this thing and confuse you. So there are other dominions apart from the dominion of Christ. The dominion of the dark world. Are you still here? The dark world has dominion. The dark world, they have dominions. Every dark world have what territory or what part of the world they dominate. But you see, don't come and tell me, well, the devil dominates the music world. That's why the music world, all the whole worldly music be going viral, but the godly music don't go viral. That's not correct. Use your dominion. You are far above all principalities and power and might and dominion. So where you are sitting as a child of God, you are far above all other dominion, far above it. Are you still here? So yes, they are dominating things, but we are dominating all of them. So once you know this truth and this fact, it's a fact and it's a truth. If you know it, Or rather, let me say, if you know this truth and you make it your fact, watch yourself. Watch yourself. Go far in your endeavors. I'm selling a mindset to you. Lastly, every child of God, which I've always mentioned this one, every child of God has to have this mindset that I can do all things. You have to have it. If you don't have it, you won't be able to do all things. You have to have the mindset. And I'm sure that at least not much, if there's any, that is still struggling with that. You have to have this mindset that you can do all things. Even if you tried it and it looked like as if you will not be able to do it, give yourself time. You can do it. You can do all things. There is nothing that you can't do. We're going to make the declaration, Philippians 4:13. We're going to read that scripture together, all right, and make that declaration to ourselves, and we're going to go into prayer. Rise up to your feet, please, if you don't mind. If your legs are not paining you, just rise up to your feet. And we're going to read this together, and we're going to turn it into prayer, all right? And we're going to go for the rest of the year, half of the year, and take a hold of our life, of our future, and make it work. Let's be together. One, two, go. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Come on, begin to pray right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray and say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things. Absolutely, absolutely, all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Come on, lift up your voice and begin to pray. Mako pratila sataye bregedia. Ratabaya barababa deledeya. Elekota lebredusha. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Reto setula pratia, eradigedu setele bradosha, mantaya barababa le bregedosha, iratuse baradia setele bregedosha, mantaya barababa le bregedosha, ibasutaya barababa le bregedosha. Imantaya baraba zubraduya, ekataya baraba baba, ratelege dosa dele bradaya, ikataya baraba baba, erete baya baraba baba, ekelubre dosa teli baraba shadaya, ikatai baraba shadele bregedos, ekatale kadoro dosa dele bradoya, mandege dosa bredoshadaya. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Eka dosha taye, eka bradila dosa telebredosha. Amanta leke diye bredosa telebaya. Mashata ya barababaye. Eke lebreduse kediye. Rataba lebregedosha. Rataba lebregedosha. Oh, I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Begin to decree and declare that there is no doors that you cannot open. There is no door you get to that's going to be closed to you. In the name of Jesus, begin to decree and declare that you are achieving purpose. You are fulfilling purpose. Achieving all your goals, fulfilling your purpose. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray, say, I'm fulfilling purpose. I'm fulfilling purpose. I'm fulfilling purpose. I'm fulfilling purpose. Sotalabaye. Retema lebrado se delebregedia. Mantaya barababa katalabradoski. Emantale bregedo sotala bradia. Ekradia buntaya barababa. Rede la pude de dose da la bradia. Emantale baragado setala bae. Ibrado sedele bregedoya. Lord, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we have prayed. If you want to be born again, wherever you are streaming from, and you have never given your life to Christ, you've never given your life to God before, you've never come to Him to be your Lord, wherever you are, you made up your mind today. Wherever you are, just lift one hand up and repeat this short prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart that you died for my sins. And I'm confessing the same with my mouth. I believe that God is. Thank you, Father, for answering our prayers. In Jesus' name we have prayed. If you prayed that prayer, you're born again, reach out to us. We want to help you grow. We want to help you grow. Reach out to us. There is more to it than just giving your life to Christ. Reach out to us. We want to help you grow. You can reach out to us on any platform that we already have. DM us, or you can go on our website and fill out the contact form, and we will definitely do our bidding to help you out in the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice that you are blessed. Whatever you lay your hands on, you are prospering, you are succeeding. In the name of Jesus, you are fulfilling your purpose in this life, and your purpose is feeding the ultimate purpose. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, for answering our prayers. There is no going down for you. It's only upward and forward here on out. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, for answering our prayers.
I believe you've been blessed by this ministration. If you want to reach out to us, connect with us, or partner with us, kindly visit www.worldliberationministriesli.org.